Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Sam.
Today is Tuesday, December 10th, as we move forward to towards Christmas.
Oh, so close.
Yeah.
This time of year is so crazy. I feel like, you know, September happens, then all of a sudden it's Halloween, and then it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, then it's New Year's, and then it's all over.
Exactly.
You know?
And then you get depressed after the holidays are over.
I usually get depressed during the holidays.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, there's nothing more miserable than Christmas music. I think it's so sad.
Really?
Yeah, it makes me so sad.
So you don't like Christmas?
No, I love Christmas. It's just like, it's one of those like just sad, nostalgic times of the year, you know?
Really?
Just
kinda, do you have like sad memories from Christmas or what?
I mean,
you must. Not, I mean, otherwise, you
not
know.
Not necessarily sad. It's just sad that it's not what it used to be. And sad, I don't know, what makes me sad is the thing that, like, everyone moves on. Like, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was saying, you know, her brother wasn't going to Thanksgiving at her parents' house this year because now he's going to his girlfriend's house. And, like, that kind of thing makes me sad. Like, I just want, like, the whole family to be together. I'm like, no, everyone go here, you know? Like, it just, it's sad. Everyone just going separate ways and doing separate things. And
yeah. But you know, it feels nice in the air, you know?
I mean, it does.
You go to the stores. I mean, I go to the malls just to feel the holiday. I don't really buy anything.
The Grove was really sweet. I went a couple weeks ago, and it was glittery.
Oh, you
and
like
sparkling.
It there? Yeah, it's a nice area.
It was my first
area.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I hate going there because I can never find a place to park, but it is nice there.
Yeah.
Did you go to the farmer's market, too?
I didn't. I went pretty late at night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's right next to it, you know?
Okay.
In fact, the farmer's market was there before they built the Grove. I remember they built the Grove, I don't know, 25 years ago, maybe, something like that.
So, everyone talks about it all the time, so I was glad to finally see it.
Yeah.
Friends like the Grove.
But there is like a permanent farmer's market there, and the food is amazing. You
I
know,
love
a lot
that.
Of food stands.
Oh, is that when you first walk in?
Yeah.
Yes, I did walk through that.
And, you know, and you can buy all kinds of goodies and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
There was a woman singing opera at the Italian restaurant right there,
really?
Too, which was kind of funny.
Yeah. I know. Did they have a big tree there?
They did. They had a huge tree outside. And yeah, it was really great.
No, it's really nice.
It.
You know, I mean, it's. I would imagine it's nice on the holidays.
Oh,
I didn't
know, so sparkly.
Yeah. But as far as I went, there's the malls and stuff. Did some clothes shopping. And, you know, because it's like it's winter now and you have to pull out all your clothes and you go, you know what, let me get some new clothes and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And it lasts only a month and then it gets hot again, you know.
That's true. And then you're like, all right, it's time to put these away again.
Exactly. But it's a fun time, you know. I mean, I enjoy it and stuff. So
do you have any fun plans?
Well, in fact, I'm supposed to go to Vegas next week. Right?
I
know,
bet
you're
you
laughing
are.
About that, but... But no, that's been planned for 2 months. My friend planned this, and he wanted me to go.
Yeah.
He's up north, so I haven't seen him in a while. But he's bringing. He said he invited several friends. I don't know who they are. Okay.
Oh, that's always
now
a toss
also
up.
He's bringing his girlfriend, whom I never met, but she sounds sort of irritating. You know.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Oh, it's always a fun dynamic. Sometimes you just want to hang out with your friends. You don't want to hang out with their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend. You like just want to hang with your friends.
Exactly. Or even their other friends, you know?
Totally.
So, I mean, I often go up there and see him and his brother and stuff, but I haven't been in a while. And he has planned this and he wants me to go. But the thing is, first of all, it's hard for me to leave here for more than a day or two because of work. But even if I manage to... He says we're going to be gambling. I like gambling, and I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in Vegas a couple times, and I never gambled, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, what am I going to do there while they're gambling, you know?
Right.
If I'm going to stay by myself, I might as well not go.
Right. You can't really party either.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to turn out, so I'm still debating whether to go or not, you know.
Yeah.
It's quite a drive, and
Can you bring one of your kids back with you or a friend?
I suppose I could, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's a toss-up. You know, if you're not going to be partying and, like, your friend's probably going to be with their person or...
Right. So I'm going to find out exactly how it's going to...
Yeah. Maybe his girlfriend can bring a friend and then they can go off and do some fun stuff and then you guys can go off and do some fun stuff.
Right. Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I just hate being that third wheel.
Maybe she can bring a friend, too.
Yeah. Maybe she'll be cute.
Yeah. A friend?
Yeah.
I doubt it. They're like older. I mean, I can't believe him. He's 50 and he's dating someone that's like 58 or something.
She's older.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, why? Why?
You like
can
what
date
you like.
Someone who's like in her 30s. What the fuck, man? So.
You like who you like, I guess, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I would definitely go the other way, but, you know.
Does she look her age?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope she's not listening.
No, I don't care. What the hell do I care?
Yeah, that's true.
But no, but that's the reality of it,
yeah,
you know. So
totally.
I don't know, but I would like to go and spend some time with friends. It's just that I don't know that's going to be the answer, you know.
I know.
So we'll see. I have some time to think about it.
Yeah.
And we'll see. So but it was funny because I was listening to Howard Stern today. I always listen to him. And they were talking about retirement and stuff, you know, and how it's hard to retire in New York or like in L.A. because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Vegas, you know, and I thought.
Was Vegas cheap?
Vegas is much cheaper, yeah. Okay. You can get a really nice house for a couple hundred thousand, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that.
Yeah, no, it is because it's like they've overbuilt and stuff. You
yeah.
know? So, and a lot of people, it's a very transit type of city, you know, people come in and out. And so, but I don't like Vegas anymore,
yeah.
you know. So I'm thinking, where the hell am I going to retire to? You know, I definitely don't want to stay here,
yeah.
you know. So it's funny because I was dreaming about this last night. And I was dreaming and telling my brother that... we were talking about like Vegas or Arizona, and I'm like, it's too fucking hot, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck that dream came from, but it was just there, you know?
Yeah.
And so then that conversation came up this morning on the radio. I'm like, what the hell is this about, you know?
Something's telling you something.
Right. But I'm
still. Dream fairies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm young to retire, but I wouldn't mind it, you know, because I feel like, you know, I've spent all my life working and stuff, and I probably won't stop working, but it's better when you don't have to, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to get up early and do the things that you have to do, you know? So that's kind of appealing to me, but I don't know. On the one hand, I want to feel young. On the other hand, I want to do things that older people do. So
yeah, like
I don't
relax,
know what the fuck is going
eat
on.
Eat some cheese Danish in the morning with a coffee. Everyone I know who's like 75 plus like loves cheese Danish.
Really?
I don't know what it is. Like you go to it, like an old folks home and it's like cheese Danish everywhere.
Really?
It's always cheese Danish.
Wow.
They love
well,
cheese
I
love Danish.
I like cheese Danish.
Who doesn't like cheese Danish?
Right.
I love cheese Danish too.
But I didn't realize it's an age thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
You know, like you never see like an 80-year-old eating a muffin. It's always a cheese Danish.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
I'll have
a cookie.
Pay attention
yeah.
to see
but
that.
Always oatmeal raisin and occasionally chocolate chip. There's definitely choices.
That's
like
funny.
Like I feel like all the young friends I have, most of them don't love carrot cake, but all my older friends like love carrot cake.
Really?
Yeah, like I feel like it's just like a more mature choice of cake. Like oatmeal raisin is a more mature choice. Like all my friends are like chocolate chip. I personally like oatmeal raisin's my fave.
Yeah.
Actually sugar cookies probably my fave. Well, I don't know. I could no, that's a whole other that's a whole other hour show is my cookie preferences.
I know. You know, I was before I quit the weed, I was making my own edibles and I found these cookies online, like the cookie mix.
Yeah.
And it's like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm.
So you have that flavor, you know.
Yeah.
They have like morsels of peanut butter and also of chocolate.
Don't say morsels. Well, that's so good.
Really? Well, that's what they are.
It's so tantalizing.
I know. So so those are good cookies, you know. But
yeah. You can make those yourself, though, too. You could just crush
oh,
some
did.
Peanut butter cups
Oh, I
up.
See what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then where do you get the powder? You need a powder for for a cookie mix, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't make it from scratch. That would be insane.
I know, that's a little too much. People already are laughing that I make my own cookies. Yeah, but enough
so
for that.
Funny.
Yeah.
No, it's so good though.
Yeah.
My my friend's mom makes these. She takes Funfetti cake mix and makes cookies with them. They're like those little crackle cookies that have all the little cracks in them.
They're so
good. The Funfetti ones.
Yeah.
So
oh,
good.
Wow. Talking about cookies this morning.
Yes.
I know. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. Speaking of weed, I've definitely like cut back a lot.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in New York, I would like smoke in the morning, smoke in the afternoon, smoke sometimes before work.
Right.
And it was like really, really out of hand. And since I've been here, I've just been so anxious all the time about like finding work and like a new place and figuring out where things are and I kind of cut back to like prevent more confusion.
So you're not allowing yourself to relax and calm down? Is that what it is?
I mean, I can't no matter what I do. I'm just like so anxious about like finding like work and stuff. Uh-huh. But a friend of mine brought over some of this like really, really great stuff. And I've smoked it the last like 4 or 5 nights before I've gone to bed. And it's so hard to wake up in the morning.
It is, right? I know.
I'm like peeling myself out of bed. I'm like, 10 more minutes, and then I just keep hitting snooze. So now, I mean, I've always kind of been one of those people that has like 50 alarm clocks. So now I'm like back to doing that again. I'll set my clock for an hour early so I can hit snooze 6 or 7 times before I actually have to get up. I don't know why it helps, but it does.
No, it's true though. You know, I mean, last week, because I decided I'm not going to inhale anything anymore again in my life. But then I thought, well, maybe I'll make myself a couple of cookies because I had some butter left. So from before the stroke.
Oh, that's
right. So I thought I'd make some cookies. And I went out with my kids and I had one. And I was so fucked up, I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
And
when your tolerance is down, it hits real different.
Exactly. Yeah. It did.
It's like a little trip almost.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed that. But the following morning was hard to get up.
Hard to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, during the times when I was smoking a lot and doing edibles and stuff, I would be, like, sometimes I'd, like, kind of fall asleep driving to work because I'd stay up late, too. Because, you know, when I do weed, I like to do things, you know.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, like, read or watch TV or whatever, you know. Now I go to bed, like, at 10:30, you know.
Totally.
But I would go to bed at 2 o'clock and I would still have to remind myself to go to bed. Because I was just so, you know, and you get on the iPad and that's like stimulating.
Yeah, the YouTube rabbit hole, like playing a game, watching a movie.
Exactly, you know, and there's no end.
Yeah.
So
I would get a series.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I would get barely 5 hours of sleep, so I was really tired.
Yeah, so that's extra exhaustion on your body, which probably wasn't helping what was going on.
No, and I constantly look tired and everything. That's why everybody says, oh, you look so much better now. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm not fucking tired all the time.
Yeah.
You know? But I was tired, too. I mean, it sucks all the energy out of you when you smoke, and especially when it's hot. So, like, in the summer, you know, I'd go and smoke something like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's like, fuck, man, I need to sleep now.
That's how I feel when it's cold.
Really?
Yeah, like, it's when I smoke, I just want to, like, black out my curtains, blast the air conditioning, and just, like, stay in bed. That's what I did Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I literally, I had rehearsal in the evening. And it kept getting, it was in the afternoon, then it kept getting pushed back. So I ended up just like smoking throughout the day. And then it's like 5 p.m. and I literally just laid in bed the whole day and watched this like new Ian Somerhalder show that's out. I was like, what am I doing? I was like eating this, from the cooking show I was working on, this, matzo brand sent me all this product. So I like finally opened the box and they had this big bag of like everything matzo chips. And I ate the whole bag of them just laying in bed like, okay, whoa, this is what I'm doing today, I guess. And then I had rehearsal and I had to memorize all these lines, like 2 pages of lines. And my brain's like, it's just penetrating my brain. Yeah. Such a mess.
Not a great way to prepare for rehearsal.
Definitely not a great way.
Yeah. But you know, I don't know. So,
And then sometimes I smoke and I have a ton of energy.
Yeah.
You know, it really depends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. To me, it keeps me up and wanting to do things.
Yeah.
But like I said, when it's hot, it's to me, weed and heat don't go together,
yeah.
You know?
So take a nap outside.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
But
Brad Pitt actually just released a statement this morning. He talked about how he basically just smoked all through the 90s and hid. And he said he used it as a way to hide from just like all the fame that was happening to him. And then he kind of said he turned a corner and realized that he was like imprisoning himself with like using weed. And I totally,
that's
you
true.
Know, I'm an advocate for how it can help, but I'm also very aware of how it can kind of be detrimental to my day to day.
Well, maybe, yeah. It could. I mean, if you do too much of it, but
yeah, you know,
I've done
you
too much
pattern.
Of it all my life, you know?
So, I know.
So, I don't know. All I can tell you is life is a lot more boring when you're not getting high.
Yeah.
It's very fucking boring. It's like I haven't wanted to do anything, you know? I mean, I had to visit my psychiatrist yesterday. You know, I have like bipolar, so I take like medication and stuff. And I went to him and I said, you know, it's like, you know, ever since I stopped weed and cigarettes, I'm like really kind of depressed, you know? I mean, I don't feel like doing anything, you know? And he's like, well, you know, I don't think increasing the medication is going to make a difference. And I said, I don't think either, you know, but I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
So he goes like, well, why don't you go work out? I mean, you really need that to prevent another stroke and stuff. It'll keep you busy. I'm like, nah. No working out for me, you
no
know.
Working
I hate
out.
It. I hate it. I even bought a bike and I don't ride it, you know, and I like riding a bike. But
why? That would be so fun to just ride around and just.
Because it's been either hot or cold outside.
That's true.
I always have an excuse, you know. But, I don't know, man. So it's like I don't know what to replace it with, you know? I mean, you know, it's like I don't even feel like going out or anything. Everything sounds like too much of a hassle now.
I know. I'm one of those people that when I smoke and I have plans, I usually end up canceling the plans or I'm really relieved when the plans are canceled. I'm just like, oh, thank God. I just like I'll sign up for something or I'll make a plan with someone. I'm like, yeah, we'll do this. It'll be so much fun. And then as the days get closer, I get this like panging anxiety of like, oh my gosh, I have to go through with this thing. I have to go like to the mall or like I have to like go do this like baking thing with somebody. And then I'm always relieved when the plans are canceled, you know? And so for me, getting out of that weed funk or getting out of that not wanting to do things is I just sign myself up for stuff and then I just go.
Yeah.
I just make myself go. I just try and keep my schedule full. It
so
really
it's funny because it's the opposite with us, you know? I mean, when I smoke, I want to do things and I mean, I don't know, man. And especially if you take an edible or something, man, 4 hours, I can just be doing things and stuff. But
totally.
But whatever, you know, now I just like, I get home, I'm like, nah, you know. I'll go to bed. So at least I'm not tired anymore. I'm getting enough sleep now.
You're getting
now,
some rest,
you know?
Yeah. I'm sure you'll get to a point where you're kind of sick of rolling like that. And then something will happen.
I hope so. I sure do, you know?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You'll get there.
I need to find somebody too, you know? It's like yesterday they had a... We have like a relationship expert here who does a show. So I listened to her show yesterday, and she brought a guest. They make pheromones, you know?
Mm.
You know what those are? It's like supposedly it attracts the other sex and stuff.
Right, your body like kind of permeates them. Right. And everyone.
So they make them. Yeah. I guess you wear it like a cologne or something.
Yeah.
And she says, well, maybe you use that. I said, you know, if a cologne can't attract somebody, then fuck this. I'm not using this.
Right.
And besides, you need to... In order to use this, you need to go out, actually.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Meet people, and I know.
Totally.
You know, because, I mean, I don't know where to go, you know, because going to bars and stuff like that, you meet people that go to bars, you know? I mean,
I know.
And I'm not a bar type of person, you know?
Yeah.
So somebody brought up, like, meetups and stuff, you know?
Yeah, meetups, so, I hear, are good.
Right.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of, like, camping ones that I thought were good. So then I ended up going to the hospital the week I was supposed to go.
That's right.
Yeah. And so now it's the winter. They don't have many of those. But they have some kind of, like, singles gatherings and stuff. But for some reason, I don't go, you know? And...
Yeah.
But I think those are good because you can meet people and it's not like it's not themed around hooking up and stuff, you know. It's more like, you know, if you go to a meetup for bikers and things like that, you just meet people that way, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Right?
I know, hookup culture is such a takeover right now.
I know. So, you know, so I'm not going to those either.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with my life, you know.
You'll figure
it
out.
Yeah, right now it's pretty boring, you know. So,
Also, I think it's funny that you're like, it's cold now. Like, back east, when it's like this, this is when we go camping.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me. I know. But nobody goes camping now. I look at the meetups. There's no camping now.
Weak.
Yeah.
LA people are weak.
I know.
You're like, it's 60 degrees. It's so cold.
Yeah. Well, but 40 at night is pretty cold, don't you think?
Yeah.
To be in a sleeping bag in a tent.
I guess, yeah.
Well, that's what we're dealing with.
I still think it's weak.
It is, right? It's all relative, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. When you consider shoveling snow and stuff, then, yeah, this is warm, you know?
Shoveling snow. My mom loves shoveling snow. It's like her favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, even now, if I'm home and it's snowing, and I try and help her shovel, she's just like, go back inside. I'm like, Mom, let me help you shovel. Like, I'm grown up. And she was like, she's like, I'm not an invalid. I'm like, Mom, I didn't think you were. She's like, go back inside. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm just trying to help.
Well, you know, talking about New York, I was reading yesterday that these two women fell into the train tracks.
Oh, my gosh.
And it happens a lot in New York, right?
Yeah.
And people were saying they could hear like the bones crush and everything. It's like, can you imagine being there and watching this?
Do you know what train line it was?
No, I don't. But one of them, so they were both drunks, right? Both drunk and with high shoes, I guess, high heel shoes. And so I guess they were coming back from a bar or something. So one of them fell between cars and the other one just... I don't know what happened to her. She got injured. But they were saying,
but
you know, you
could
hear the screams and everything. It's like, wow. So I was thinking, you know, I've thought about this before. It's like, why do you leave those at the station? Why do they leave the tracks like exposed like this? In other words, put a railing and leave it open only where the doors are going to be. You know what I'm saying? And even that, keep it closed until the train gets there. And then people are not going to fall.
The problem is they don't have, they won't put the money into it. I mean, the trains half the time don't even work. Like, there were times I'd be on the train. Like, if they can't even get the train to run, they're not going to have the money to put up the railings.
Really?
They're just not. Yeah. I mean, I'd be on the A train and, you know, like, at least 2 to 3 times a month, I'd end up being on that train for like 2 hours when my commute was supposed to be half an hour.
Really?
Just because the train wouldn't work. Sometimes it would happen like 3 or 4 times a week, and then it wouldn't happen for a month, and then it would happen, and then it wouldn't happen. But it was frequent enough that I was like annoyed by it. You know, if it happens here and there, okay, but it was consistent and it was frequent. The A is also the train that had that derail. I think it was like a year ago it derailed, and you know, like, they just don't have any money, any funding for any of this stuff.
Really? They can't, make any money from the fares and everything.
I don't know. It's such, it's just,
I mean,
people don't realize that they think New York is so glamorous and luxurious, but it's just, it's like filthy and everything's broken all the time.
Wow.
Like, truly.
Yeah.
You know?
See, it just boggles my mind to have platforms without rails. I mean, it's just like, how can you possibly take... I mean, but the liability, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I know.
Of somebody falling in there.
They don't care about liabilities. New York City is a liability in itself, you know?
But they don't sue the train or something if something happens to you?
I mean, maybe you could.
Yeah.
I don't know. New York has a lot of weird patented laws that they can't change things, like the copper piping. I'm going to have a hitman on me after I say this. Like the copper piping, there's like a legal... a legal thing on it so that they can't change the copper pipes, and the copper pipes are so old. So I have a water guy that installed my water filter. I bought this like fantastic state-of-the-art water filter. It's like my favorite thing. It's like a quadruple chamber osmosis filter. It's the cleanest water you'll ever have. But my water guy showed me all this stuff, and so he undid the little the spout that screws on, and there are all these pebbles in there that build up from all the metal in the water running through.
Right.
So you get all this buildup, and you have these little rocks like in your water and you're drinking that. Wow. You're just drinking these little bits of metal, which is crazy. And I don't know, like I've hated New York so much when I lived there that I just studied all the things about it to prove why I was right to myself. And so they have a lot of laws prohibiting the changing of a lot of the things that they do there.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's something with the MTA where you can't, who knows?
Yeah.
It's the worst ever.
Yeah. But, you know, every time I hear of somebody falling, I'm like, ooh, you know?
I know you feel that way. The New Yorkers are like, oh, come on. Yeah, I'm going to be late. That's truly how it is. Like, you just, the first couple years there, you're like, oh my God, somebody fell on the tracks. And then after a while, you're just hustling and you're so busy. And now you're late to a really important meeting because some idiot decided to jump in front of the train. You're just like, come on, man.
I know. It's unbelievable. You know?
Your compassion scale goes down a lot when you live in New York.
Yeah.
Not because like you're a bad person, but you're just surrounded by so much.
Right.
It's not like here where you're driving by homeless people and you just, you know, you see them for a second here or there. In New York, you're walking on the street, you're sitting on the train with them, like you're mingling amongst so much sadness constantly.
Right.
And so in New York, you tune things out. You're a little, you know, not desensitized, but you kind of just put up this like wall of just dealing with people because you're surrounded by so many people constantly that, you know, if you don't, you'll go mad.
A
lot of people do.
Yeah, you know? I can imagine that. I mean, you have to be desensitized, you know?
Yeah.
I was also reading, because, I mean, I know a lot about New York now because I've been reading the New York Post. Don't ask me why, but I have. And so they talk about all the scaffolding in Manhattan and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, I thought this was like for construction and, you know, every time they're building something, but it's not. It's to keep old buildings from collapsing, you know? So they're saying like the landlords, you know, they plan on doing it for a few months and then it stays there for years.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And then the homeless go and they settle in there because there's cover and everything, you know?
Yep.
So I can't imagine living like that. You know, I mean,
That's
what I said. I can go to New York for 3-4 days, but that's about it.
That's
it,
yeah. You know? I know the funny thing about scaffolding is, you know, there were buildings that had scaffolding when I had gotten there. And it was there for like 2-3 years. And then one day they took it down and I had to go to that location. And I'm like, wait, where am I right now? Like, I almost like, you don't recognize where you are, you know, because the scaffolding will go for like sometimes an entire block, sometimes half a block.
Right. And it stays there for a long time. So you just figure it's always going to be there.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's always messy. And in the rain, it's always like dripping like dirty water. And you always feel it plop right onto like your scalp. You know, and you just feel it drop down. You're like, oh, like I hate that feeling so much. You're like, what's on there? The worst is subway water. Never walk over a puddle in the subway.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's definitely dripping from somewhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
For sure. Jeez, so much subway water.
Yeah.
There was an episode of Broad City where one of the characters was like looking up and something dripped and landed in her eye, and she ended up having this like huge eye infection or something. And I'm like, that's so accurate. Every time it happens, you're like, oh no, it's like you feel like you've just been exposed to like radioactive.
Yeah, it's like totally material. Feel exposed there, you know?
So exposed, so constant. You know, like on rainy days on the subway, so the seats kind of dip down a little bit. And so on rainy days, people are idiots and jerks and they put their wet umbrellas on the seat. Or, like, their coat is wet, and then they sit on the seat, and all the water drains. So now you have this little puddle that's, like, it's always, like, a dirty, filmy puddle just sitting on the seat, going back and forth as the train's riding. And I've definitely sat in one. I've definitely tried to stop people from sitting in them. But when you see someone sit in one and then stand up, and they have this just, like, subway dirty water from whatever was on the seat, whatever the water is from, just now soaked into the back of somebody's pants, and you feel it soak through your underwear and then touch your skin, and you're just like, oh God.
I'm telling you, nobody should have to live like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't imagine like your hands. I would wash my hands like a million fucking times, you know, all the stuff you touch.
I know.
Your face probably have to wash several times a day.
The pole.
Right.
Ugh. I remember my first job there, I was a canvasser. And so I stood outside all day, like 8 hours a day, for an entire winter. It was like the worst winter. We had like 4 feet of snow that winter. But from standing outside, I would come home and shower before bed, and my shampoo was literally gray from all like the soot and just dirt that would just land in my hair.
Yeah.
You know, it was bad because I was washing my hair every day. So like it was so dry, and I wasn't going to go to bed like that though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So gross.
I know.
Ugh.
Wow. Well, welcome to LA.
I know, right?
Now I'm starting to appreciate living here.
I know. Everyone's like, it's so dirty here. I'm like, you don't know what dirty means, you don't know. I know. Or you see someone who has like this, you can just like always smell the homeless person on the train.
Yeah.
You know, you can always smell it. And I mean, there's nothing, not much they can really do. So it's not really their fault, but they just do. And, you know, you see them on the train, they're all spread out, their clothes are just, like, completely filthy. And then they get up, and then you see, like, some people with, like, some nice outfits come in and sit right down on that seat because they don't know that they were sitting there. And you're just like, man. And my friends would think I was crazy because they'd come into my house, and I'm like, don't sit on my bed with your Subway pants. And they would think I was crazy. And I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm like, it's not crazy. It's crazy to do that. You know, it's absolutely bonkers to sit on your bed with your Subway clothes on.
Oh, my God, it's gross.
So gross.
Jeez.
I know.
I'm telling you. I can't imagine dressing up nicely and going on the train, you know?
Well, that's the thing.
But people do that.
They do, but all the women you see with, like, nice dresses on, they always have sneakers on and then their shoes in their bag.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because no one can walk around the city like that.
Yeah.
You know, the blocks are way too long. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of disgust, I saw this thing these scientists found in a piece of like millions of year old amber, they found dinosaur feather, which I didn't know dinosaurs had feathers. Except maybe like a pterodactyl or something.
Yeah, maybe there was some flying.
Yeah, and they found lice in it.
Really?
Yeah, they found actual preserved lice
on
this dinosaur feather. I was like,
jeez.
I never heard dinosaur feather.
Yeah, did they have lice?
Yeah, and they had lice. I was like, that's crazy.
Wow.
Some species are just meant to stick around.
I know, I know. Who knows what it was like back then, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about like fucking millions of years, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, just a bunch of dinosaurs screaming at each other.
I mean, how can you even comprehend millions of years? It's hard to comprehend 1,000, you know?
Even like 100.
Right.
You know? Look at everything that's happened in the past 100 years.
Right.
That's insane.
I know.
It's so crazy.
And the population has grown so much that
I
was just reading about this, how, you know, like it just doubled in the past 100 years.
Yep.
You know? And then before that, it was growing so slowly. You know, and now the world is like exploding, the population, you know, and
it's a big dip into climate change stuff, too, you know,
but that's why it's so hard to get to find anything to stand out, to get a job, to anything. There's just too many fucking people.
So many people.
Right.
I know. What are we going to do?
I don't know, man.
I think the world will do something
still,
before we can.
People are still lonely despite all the people out in the world.
Sometimes that's the most lonely when you're surrounded by people.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell me either.
Yeah. So in the news, I don't know why they make a big deal out of this, but I guess if you remember the band Roxette, which is like from the 80s, I guess the lead singer died at 61. And it's like major news, but I mean, I don't really. I just remember one song that they had a hit, but let me play a little bit of this. It's a cool song, but I don't know why it's a big deal. I mean, it's sad when someone dies, but
yeah.
Oh, it's like they have a video from Pretty Woman.
Was this in that movie?
Probably. Do you know the song? No, huh?
It sounds familiar. I know it sounds familiar with her voice.
Yeah, let me play the chorus.
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool song, you know?
Classic.
Yeah.
But I lost it somehow. It must have been love.
pretty cool song. Well, we're sad for her. Her name is Marie Fredriksson.
And she died. When did she die?
She died at 61 after a long battle with some kind of illness. I don't know. But yeah. So this sports reporter, I guess, came clean and talked about the fact that she caught her boyfriend cheating when she looked. She saw a spike on his Fitbit. You know what the Fitbit is? Those like those watches that measure your heartbeat and
stuff.
Yeah,
and your steps and fitness and stuff. Yeah.
So they sort of like connected. I think you can sync them to somebody else's Fitbit and stuff, whatever. But she sees his physical activity increasing at 4 a.m., you know? And she's like, what the fuck is this?
That's not shady.
Yeah. So.
What a way to get caught.
Right.
Also, why are you wearing your Fitbit?
Right. While you're, I know.
Like completely nude with a Fitbit on.
Right. With some woman.
Oh. You're asking for
People
it.
People are so stupid.
I
know. Right?
I know, man. Sometimes I think I'd be a really good criminal if I ever wanted to be a criminal. I've watched so many criminal shows, so many law shows. I'm like, man, these people are idiots. I'm like, you got to do that with the body or like this with the body. Like, you know, you always think you know what to do, you know, yeah. But when you're actually in the situation, you're going to be scrambling so hard. You probably won't even know what to do. I mean, hopefully we'll never be in that situation. But
I know. Well, you never know.
You never know. Yeah. Career goes south. Retirement goes south. Who knows?
Exactly. So it's good to watch those crimes.
Yeah. You never know where you'll end up. You know, we're all just like one day away from losing it all.
Yeah.
You know,
I just don't get cheaters. You know, I mean, that's one thing I'm proud of. I've never cheated in my life.
Same.
And especially now, I mean, you can't get away with anything, you know, because everything is like you leave tracks everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, if you have credit cards or, you know, phone bills or anything that you do, you're leaving tracks, you know.
Yeah.
And it's hard to. So if you're with somebody like for a while where they know you already.
Right.
How can you possibly, you know, do anything without them noticing?
Right. Unless, like, you know, it's like one person's away for travel or business and it's
right.
Like,
but why didn't you answer your phone? Why didn't you do this? You
right.
know, it's like unusual and you know right away.
There's so many
going
different
on.
Dynamics, though, you know. Right. There really are. I'm not all about cheating at all.
Yeah. Because, you know, you figure you don't want somebody to do it to you. Why would you
no.
do it to somebody?
It always comes
so
back around,
hurtful,
too.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. true. It does come around, probably.
I'm such a believer in that. Really? I'm like, what goes around comes around. It really does. And I think when it comes back around, it's like times two, times three, you know? Like, it always comes back around way worse than
right.
than how you let it off.
Right. Plus, I think once a cheater, always a cheater, you know? I mean, it's like, that's why I don't understand couples that still stay together. But yeah. I guess they say women are more forgiving, you know? So if a husband cheats or something, yeah, they'll still take him back sometimes, where men are a lot less likely to
yeah.
do that. But that's because of, I think, because men are more like possessive and stuff, you know?
Maybe like a territory thing.
Right,
yeah.
You know? It's the same thing with, I was talking to a friend the other day about, like, women marrying men with kids or men marrying women with kids. And I think I read somewhere that a guy is a lot less inclined to marry a woman that already has kids from another man.
Yeah.
You know? And women kind of don't mind it, you know? I mean, they figure they already have yeah. a family and
women
stuff.
Are the more understanding species,
right.
I believe.
And men are more like possessive to them. It's yeah. like, you know, I mean, you're damaged goods now, you know?
But that's I mean, not cool, I can but imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to raise some kids of another man, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I would feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, I mean, it feels that way. But, you know, like, I kind of dated someone for a couple months who had a kid, actually. And I was always like, no way, I'll never do it. But I went out with this guy and we had a lot of fun. You know, like we had a really great time. He was awesome. There's also like a sense of, especially in my age group, people are so uncomfortable with themselves
yeah.
all the time. Like everyone, you know, you go out on dates and everyone's just bragging about what they're doing or trying to sound cool or yeah. like trying to be impressive. And I'm like, I'd rather just like talk about like something gross to like break the ice or something, you know, like I'd rather just like anything goes, you know. Yeah. So I feel like guys who have kids are they're a little more like settled into like who they are as a person. You know, they've been around boogers and snot and like gross kids stuff. And they're just like they're fine, you know, yeah. like they're not easily squeamish and they're just chill, you know.
Right.
It's just
right.
a different demeanor that people have once they have kids because they've
That's true. You but would you marry grossness. One though? I mean, would you marry one
if I
you
really like the person? Yeah, yeah maybe. And yeah. the kid was cool. If the kid was a little demon, I'd be like, yeah. we're gonna have a little talk. That's you little true, shit. Yeah. yeah.
But I don't know. Mess around. You know, thinking that he's got a mother and stuff. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's
everyone's got an ex, that's you know.
That's what I'm saying. You know, women and men look at it differently.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, some men will take women with kids. I mean, they do it's all true. The time.
I mean, I think the difference also is that, like, you know, people have sex and sometimes they have a kid from it and sometimes they don't. But the only person that actually physically changes from that outcome is a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the woman's the only one that actually has to – like guys just – they do – it's the same thing. No matter what the outcome is, it's the same for them, you know?
Right.
So maybe it's more of a sense of just like maybe that just like body change that's yes, happened to them or something like that. Maybe thing, lost yeah. their body, but more so just like it's been inhabited by another yeah. man for certain,
well, that's
you know?
The point, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point. Another man's been inside,
yeah,
you know?
For
I don't
sure.
like that.
yeah. When in reality, like, we've all slept with other people, you yeah. know what I mean?
I know. It's crazy.
I know. Scary what has to happen to women's bodies.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I'm like, you have the baby. I don't want to carry the baby. You carry the baby. Can you imagine what that would look like, though?
Yeah.
Male childbirth.
I know. That would be weird.
Be like a...
I know. I mean, the whole responsibility is on the mother, you know. There's no question.
I know. But I mean, like, physically, what would that look like, man giving childbirth? yeah. Be like a snake regurgitating a cat or something. Like... the worst thing.
Probably something like that.
Oh my yeah. gosh. That would be amazing to see men have to go through that. like, ha-ha.
Oh God. yeah. Finally, did you know Juice WRLD, the one that just died?
I didn't, but I have some friends that are a big fan, but I read he had a seizure on a plane.
Right.
And then they searched his stuff, and he had all these weapons, and he had like six vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana and like all this codeine.
Yeah. In fact, it was 41 bags of marijuana.
Oh my gosh, really?
yeah. And there were people on the plane, too.
Why are you traveling with all that?
I don't know, because they're crazy.
Yeah.
The freaking crazy, you know. Was that like a private plane? I guess it was because they searched the plane, I guess.
They also did, when he was having a seizure, his girlfriend told the paramedics, I think, that he was on, he had taken Percocet. So they gave him, what is it called, Narcan?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what they found on there. It's something that people take to, I guess, to nullify the effects of an opioid or something.
Yeah, to prevent the overdose.
Right.
Yeah, but I think he actually died from the trauma from the seizure.
Yeah. Yeah, Narcan, you're right. So, yeah, who knows? But how did he get the freaking seizure? Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing drugs like that, it's... I mean, anyone could have a seizure at any time, but if you're doing drugs like that, it's definitely going to enhance your risk.
Right.
For sure.
But, I mean, people are, like, being successful and stuff, and then they take all these fucking drugs and kill themselves, you know?
Right, or, you know, travel with a bunch of drugs and weapons.
And he's very young. He's 21.
I know. Very young.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I never heard of him, but, I mean, I feel bad for someone that young that dies from, you know, I mean, drugs. It's, like, unbelievable. It's because it's a preventable thing. You don't have to.
And he had previously stated that he was going to quit. Because he didn't want to ruin his relationship with his girlfriend. But, you know, it's a disease. It's something that people battle with all their lives, you know. So
I think also because, you know, people are not really prepared to deal with that kind of notoriety, I guess, for being that famous, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you, you know, suddenly you can't do the things that you could do when you're a normal person, you know. And I think they don't know how to deal with it.
You mean like pay bills?
Yeah. Suddenly they have all this money. They don't know who's with them for the money or for themselves.
Yeah, and it's true.
You know, it can be pretty lonely too, I would think, you know.
Yeah, totally, I bet.
Even though everybody wants to be with you, but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I feel bad.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Yeah. Sting says that his song Lucid Dreams was his favorite version of Shape of My Heart. So I guess it was sort of like, was that like a rap song?
Lucid Dreams? You're asking the wrong person.
Really? Lucid Dreams.
I'm not with the young people stuff.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
Oh, I thought so.
So why you hired me? Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, here, let's hear it and see.
A Cardi Carol by Pepsi.
Good okay. old ad.
Yeah.
The worst when you can't skip it.
Okay, yeah, you see it's the Sting song that they sample. I think I heard this version. It's from June 2018, so 140 million.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head.
I can't get into this shit.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, I like the Sting part of it, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, I like some rap. I think a lot of it sounds, there's like a specific sound now that people are going for.
Right.
You know, but I like some like the more old school stuff. Yeah. You know, I kind of grew up listening to it from my older brother and things like that.
Right,
so.
Yeah. You outgrew that.
Yeah.
That rap stuff. I know. But the people in their teens and 20s, they love this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I like a lot of it, though.
And, yeah?
Yeah. But not, I mean, like, not really that.
Not that.
Yeah.
I don't see the difference, but yeah. Okay.
There's a difference. There's a difference. Like, I feel like half the songs out there, if not three quarters of them, are just like skirt, skirt, brr, brr, like constantly just like sound effects.
Right.
And then like a siren and then like something about like hose.
And on killing people and shit
or something, you
know? Yeah,
some of it's great though. There's a lot of rappers out there that really talk about important topics. They talk about, you know, what their life and their upbringing was actually like, but I think a lot of artists get lost in the sauce, and they just, you know, produce like what they think people want to hear, or, you know, like they have a good beat or a good producer, and then they're just singing about, you know, like,
yeah,
like drinking and going to the club and like that kind of stuff. I think is kind of BS, but yeah, you know, when they actually have something to say, you know, and it's a good beat, and I think it's good.
You'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right.
Totally.
All right. That's it for today, Jen.
Oh, wow. That flew.
It did fly.
Nice.
Thank you for joining me on the flight.
All right.
All right.
Take care. See Bye. You tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.